Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey, we're back. Oh, we're black. It's the new year, Brown Ambition.
Hey, you're just showing off with all the vocal cord strength that you have. You're giving me like Billie Holiday vibrato. It's just not nice to do that to me when I can't join in.
This is past Mandy and Tiffany. Because we're taping in December, and although I know you're listening, this is the first show of the new year, but, you know, I'm in Kenya. Oh, I'm in Kenya, Mandy! What you doing?
I am surrounded by toys that I still have to put together, and wrapping paper is coming out of my eyeballs, and I'm in Atlanta, Georgia with my family for the new year.
Yes, so that's where we will be by the time this airs, but we wanted to, like, you know, we don't want to leave y'all, you know, alone on New Year's. So we figured we'll tape a special New Year. I'm so black. New Year's with an S. Tape a special New Year episode to just talk about some of our financial goals, business goals, credit goals, you know, like just, I think this episode should really just be about kind of like forecasting what we'd like to see for the new year. And we would love if you guys share back with us, you know, what you'd like. And then, you know, maybe we could revisit at the end of the year, see how far we've come.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I mean, I feel like for me to move forward, I need to like look back at where I went this year. It's actually really helpful for like high achievers like us. Sometimes you're so busy achieving the stuff and doing the things that you just aren't so good at. Like my therapist is constantly like, do you feel it? What you're saying you did? Do you feel that you did it? And sometimes the answer is no. Like I don't actually, it doesn't sink in. And you don't like appreciate it, which can be really damaging because then you end up feeling like you have to keep striving and keep doing more and then you get to be burnt out. But if I can look back at 2022 for my business, my Mandy Moneymakers this time last year did not exist yet. I had just gotten signups, like I had just announced enrollment, and it blows my mind that this thing did not even exist. But because of the faith of the women in my community, like signing up, like this has become the cornerstone of my business. And it was my goal to become businessly independent, where I was relying less on influencer stuff and like consulting. I had been doing consulting to kind of bankroll myself early on as I was doing free career coaching and stuff, just playing. And so I'm really proud that now Mandy Moneymakers has become such a big part of my business and it has gone through. I didn't wait till it was perfect. I have iterated and changed it and iterated and changed it up until moving to an on-demand version as like in just this past September, relaunching. So I'm really proud of that. And as far as Mandy Moneymakers goes, thank you. As far as Mandy Moneymakers goes in 2023, I want to be able to say that Mandy Moneymakers have earned collectively like $1 million more through the power of negotiating and quitting their way rich. So I'm working on a process so that I can start tracking that so that we can celebrate the growth, because that's what my vision was for Mandy Moneymakers, is like, there's going to be this force of women of color, especially, who are out here in the world and no one's going to see them coming, but we're sneaking up on everybody. We're negotiating like badasses, feeling we're able to walk away from bad situations and get better opportunities and earn more money. And I just want there to be this movement, you know, of us not waiting around for pay equity, for taps on the shoulder, for new opportunities, and just seizing them for ourselves. And I'm very proud of that. So that's one of my big business goals for 2023. And
okay, you know, so I'll do a business goal.
Paying myself regularly goals would be nice.
So okay, last year, it was an interesting year because I closed one of my businesses down. I had a marketing company, and it just, although I'm not going to lie, you know, like profits were good when we had them. I just couldn't spread myself any more thin. So I closed that business down. Plus two, after Jarrell passed away, I was just like, yeah, I don't want to do it. Also last year, my online school did okay. Not as good as like our peak when we made like $10 million in a year. We'd made about like half that, you know. It was like it definitely limped along a little bit because this is the year I also stepped down as CEO. And so the new CEO had a huge learning curve. But I'm proud to say, you know, we more than broke even. It's not we weren't profitable. We just weren't as profitable as we normally are. So, you know, we didn't have to dip into emergency savings. Everybody got paid. Everybody got their bonuses, all the things. It just wasn't that when I was running it, you know, it wasn't as profitable. We didn't make as much. But I mean, honestly, I know on the surface, I could tell for the CEO, she was like, oh, Tiffany, I'm like, girl, I have 15 years in the game. The fact that your first year in under duress, you were able to do this is tremendous. So shout out to Tam. She was awesome. But the Budgetista was the surprise sleeper. Sis woke all the way up because for the last 6 years, I really did the Budgetista in my spare time, basically. I know it didn't seem like it, but I did. I was really focused on my online school because it took a lot. We had like at our peak, like 30 employees. So I was really running that business. And so I just like, you know, when Budgetista things came up, I would do them, but it, you know, I wasn't, you know, the Budgetista, people would be shocked that in comparison to what it made to the academy, it didn't make much, you know, because I just was like, anything that just randomly came in, sure, you know, but it didn't have a business model, didn't have. But this year, because I stepped away from the academy, I've been able to focus on the Budgetista, which I love. You know, that's always my first love. And it's done really well, you know. I remember I was talking to Anjali, my financial advisor, and I was like, oh, the Budgetista is doing really well, you know, in comparison to the year before. Like, it's always been profitable, but it's made like twice as much. And she was like, yeah, because you're there. And it took me a while for it. Like, honestly, Mandy, it still has not sunk in that sauce sold separately, that I bring the sauce. Isn't that crazy after 15 years that it's like, oh, wow, when I left here, this didn't do as well. Yeah, girl, because you're not there. When I came here, this did well.
Budgetista can't be the Budgetista.
Yes.
So without the Budgetista.
Like, it's like, Tiffany, it's you. Like, you do well because it's you. Wherever you go, there you are. And so I was just like, okay. And so, you know, all in all, honestly, it was a good year. Like, as far as like, if you look at like, I guess, balance sheets and whatever, certainly there was like, you know, there's a lot of rockiness in like navigating what does it look like to take a step back. Because at, you know, one point I just was not emotionally, physically capable of showing up in any way, Budgetista or otherwise. So despite like, you know, me not being here half the year, like I said, the Budgetista has done well. So my goal for Budgetista in 2023 is, it's not even necessarily to make more money. Certainly we have like some revenue goals or whatever, but we've done like the Budgetista, our margins are so good. I mean, some months we're 80% profit just because it's like, if I speak for the thing, I don't have to fly myself out. I don't pay for a hotel. I don't have to, like, you know what I mean? It's like pure profit typically. So, which is not good. I'm not going to lie. 80% profit sounds great, but it's not good for business because then that means you just pay all these taxes. But my goal for Budgetista is to continue to be profitable, to stay small, because I don't want that 30-person business again. I want to ask myself to stay small and to really hammer down what we're in the business of, which is community and content. And so now we've monetized the blog. We're monetizing the community and just in being more intentional with that. And so that's really like my goal. My business goal is to stay small, you know, let the revenue do what it's going to do, which is great. It's like, you know, I've already locked in, which is so great. Oh, I got a money. I'm a Mandy moneymaker. And I have a testimony.
Mandy, really?
Mandy. Yes, girl. So,
really?
Yeah, okay. A huge testimony, a 7-figure testimony as a result of Mandy. So, yes. So. I didn't even tell, like, Mandy's looking like, wait, I didn't even tell Mandy this because I just found this out like less than, like, maybe a few days ago. So, one of the things I said for Budgetista was like, okay, I'm raising my rates. And remember we had the hot seat where I asked you questions and I wanted to like get better at negotiating. So I asked Mandy, I said, I'm raising my rates. I'm basically doubling them because the Netflix came out and you know, who does that? And so as a result, you know, people got to pay more. And you gave me one of the best piece of advice that I've ever gotten when it comes to negotiating. For real, Mandy said, because Mandy, you have to understand, has also been on the brand side of, like, she's on the other side with me, the influencers over here marketing having a good time, but yeah. Mandy's been on the brand side way longer than the influencer side. So she was like, I'm letting you know, as someone who's been on the brand side, Q4, we're getting our coins together for next year. And that if you're going to raise rates so dramatically, which is your right, Tiffany, you deserve, you should hit up everyone you've worked with and say, just an FYI, this is how it's looking for 2023. Because what mm-hmm. you don't want them to do is lock in their budget and then being like, wait, what? But you were 50 last year. You're 100. Had mm-hmm. I known? And I was like, I was nervous to do that. And you were like, do it. And so I put together the new media kit with all the new numbers and my new rates. Anybody that's reached out, anybody that we work with, please circulate it. Do you know, girl, that for 2023, there was pushback at first, like, but already for 2023, yeah. I have locked in $1.2 million worth of business because of that move. Mandy, yes. Really? That move. And yes. Honestly, I have never locked in business yes. before. Yes, literally. Like, y'all, like, think we just be talking over here.
Down the pike.
Yes, literally. Yes. I literally don't know what the year's going to be. Typically, what it looks like is that people come to me, I want to work with you, this is how much it costs. I have never pre-locked in business a year before like this before. I was like, yeah. So when my CFO, she's like, I have some amazing news for you. I was like, okay. She's like, we have $1.2 million in business. I was like, for the year? She's like, no, girl, we made more than that. She's like, for 2023, I said, I don't understand. I don't, because it was a foreign concept to have pre-money paid out, not paid out, but, you know, pending. And she was like, yeah. No, because, you know, you circulated your new rates, although there was initial shock, people got their feet together and their money together and said, we want to lock Tiffany in now for next year. Yep. I was like, so when I tell, yeah. if you are not invested in Mandy Moneymaker, Mandy just helped me make $1.2 million
I in love it.
Business. Yo, for real. That's a real testimony. I forgot. I don't even know. I forgot.
Did you get my contract where I said I get 15% of everything? Was it did not come through? I'll send another PDF. No, that's amazing. Yeah. And it also, it's not just the fact that, like, strategically it's the right time for their budgets. It also gives this perception, which is true, that you're a hot commodity. And if they don't, like, you know, book you while they can and make sure they can book you, that you will be booked by someone else. So that's fantastic.
Girl, you're
I want to do that for myself.
Yes. No, and you know what? What's so crazy is that, so much so to your point, what you just said, Mandy, that one of them wants to book me for a multi-year deal. Because they're like, oh, amazing. This girl about to be raising rates. Like,
the price going
to
go up next year too. Yes.
They're like, so I just was like, when I tell you, y'all think we just be playing. I ordered Mandy's, you know, negotiation like toolkit that, so I paid for it, you know, and thankfully I get to talk to Mandy. And so, like, you know, this is her expertise. So I just share that to say that that's, you know, the goal for next year. Basically, you know, my revenue goals, I know I'm going to hit them because we're like more than halfway there. It's really just for the business to get really clear on what does the budget needs to do. It has a blog, spokesperson, speaking, books, like, you know, getting really clear on the business that I'm in and getting rid of the fluff. The year for next year is really deep versus wide. Clearing out all these little small things I was doing. I'm like, no. I do these four core things and here's how we make money doing so. And so that's like my business goal for next year. So yeah, but yeah, I was like, so what about your personal, like, you know, any personal financial, like, business,
career goals? Personal goals, rebuild my savings. You mentioned what a heavy saver I was. Mm-hmm. Nothing like a couple of years of bootstrapping your own business to deplete the savings that you built. So one of my, I guess it's a personal financial goal is to rebuild savings, which it looks like I'll be on track to do, which is exciting, and have this baby and give myself, my goal is to be able to spend at least a few months without like doing anything major work-wise and have this baby and just enjoy it. I was so privileged. I look back in hindsight, it was obviously so freaking hard to have a newborn during the pandemic with no help, no village, and working full-time. But at the same time, I was such a part of Rio's early months. I mean, I'm a part of his every day. You know, I've never really been away from him. And I want to have that same experience, maybe not with the pandemic hanging over my head. And with some more, you know, daycare and nanny support, but just to be really present and enjoy number two when they join us this spring. It would be a big goal of mine.
Okay, before we go any further, we need to take a break because this conversation is getting so good and juicy. Be back in a moment.
All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brown Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost worked there a couple of times because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply. Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
My goal is do less. When I say do less what I'm obligated to do. You know, like I'm taking all of March off. I'm taking all of March. What did I say? March, August, and December. And so I'm taking those months off. I might go somewhere. I might not. Well, that's not true. So I am. I'm like in March, I already booked Egypt. So I'll be going, you know what I'm saying? Not for the whole month, but, you know, but I'm wanting to, my biggest personal goal as it relates to like business and stuff like that is to like really get clear on living as Tiffany and forcing the budgetista to fit around it. Because for the last 15 years, I've lived as the budgetista and Tiffany has fit around, you know that. And I'm just like, yeah. Which is nothing wrong with that. You know, at that stage, I don't begrudge that because I'm just like, it brought me here, you know, where I don't have to work if I don't want to, where I live off 10% of what I make and I get to travel. So I'm not mad at that, but I'm beyond that. I have passed that. And I stayed longer than probably I should have in that space. You know, like I always tell Logan, my content manager, why are we in launch mode if we're not launching? You know, like sometimes you scramble. It's like, yeah, but like, or like when you're rushed to get home, okay, is the dog not fed? Like, you know, I can understand you're rushing because you're late for work, but you're not rushing because you're late for home. Woosign traffic. So I'm learning to be like, I'm no longer rushing. I'm no longer having to make a certain amount of money. My life, my fancy life cost me $150,000 a year. And that's super fancy. That's vacations on vacations on vacations. My regular like life cost me under $100,000 a year because I don't have a mortgage. I don't have a car. No, I don't. So meaning that like, that's less than 10% of what I make as take home. So I don't need to, you know, like I could be a teacher and manage the life that I have now. So I'm just like, if we're not launching, we're not living in launch mode, Tiffany. So really for me, it's like, not to say you won't see me doing like, you know, work, but it will only really saving space for the work that's aligned since I don't have to make more. It would be great if the budget needs to make 20, 30 million. Okay, that's cute. But not if it means extra work because I don't need $20, $30 million, you know? And so, yeah, I just want peace. I want alignment. I want to travel a bunch. You know, I want to like, I've been spending a lot of time with friends. That's why I said, Mandy, I'm going to come see you because I've been making it my, really making a concerted effort to spend time with the people I care about. You know, to sit on your couch, to go out for it to eat, to, you know what I mean? Like, and so, like, I've been doing that more and more. Like, I've seen more friends in the last 2 or 3 weeks that I have, sometimes in the last 2 or 3 years, of being like, no, I can do lunch. Yeah, I come to the city, we can have dinner. That was never me before. It's like, oh, girl, I can't, cause I gotta do this, you know?
It's like a year of yes, but for your friendships and your personal life.
Exactly. And, you know, my family. Yeah. And, you know, so I'm excited about that because honestly, I feel. Like, I actually had therapy today, and I was telling Dr. Green, I'm like, no, there's a lot of joy. Like, you know, this time of year, this holiday / New Year time of year, it's certainly there's a lot of, like, you know, the sads, you know, for sure. Because I kind of feel a little anchorless, you know, because there's so much change. But, you know, there's still, like, so much joy. She said something. She said, Tiffany, you are surrounded by love. And I really am. I did not see this time last year, but I see it very clearly now. Mm-hmm. I am literally drowning in love from family, from friends, from y'all.
Jarrell's homegoing is like, it sounds messed up, but I really mean it. Like, that's the goal.
Yeah.
That room, like that, the love that I felt in that space, I'm just like, it's not every day you see that sort of like envelopment completely. Yes. Of love.
Yes.
And it's obviously because you attract it because you are love and so was he, but yeah, truly, that is like what everyone should be striving for.
Yeah, and just blooming where you're planted.
Room like that was so much love.
Jarrell, you know, he wasn't a speaker, a teacher, whatever, and to see how many people came out for him. So yeah, just my personal goal is less really focusing on just like family, friends, you know, doing like the professional things that actually bring me joy, not because it necessarily brings money. And hopefully getting a fabulous condo. I want, you know, I've never had a fabulous, like my house is beautiful and comfy. Yes. And cozy, but you know, I wouldn't say it's fabulous. You know what I mean? You walk in, you're like, oh, fabulous, honey. Oh, it's money here. So I'm yes. Like, before I leave this earth, I want to have a fabulous hun. Like where it's like, don't bring the kids.
Sharp edges.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, leave the kids at home.
It's a non-kid, because right now my house is so kid friendly. Girl, you can have a preschool up in this house because it's so like cozy and warm. I'm like, honey. I'm looking forward to 2023. I think it's just really going to be like a banner year. We'd love to hear from you guys. Like, you know, oh, one thing before I forget, can't remember when this is airing, but if you haven't already, you want to get on Financial Track. I haven't done this so many years. Mandy, I'm finally bringing back my Live Richer Challenge, the free challenges. Yes.
And so, that's the best I can do with my voice.
And so they're totally free 3-week courses. I used to do them every year, but it's been like 4 years since I launched it. Already over 200,000 people have signed up. And so wow. If you're interested, you know, you go to liverichurchallenge.com. If you sign up now, you can do it collectively with everyone. Because we'll be all doing it together. There's like, we use this Mighty Network chat spot where we can all like hang out, talk every day about the challenge and work through the challenges together. But the good thing is that it also be automated later. So if you're not ready, you know, you want to do it in February or March, you can still take it again. But, you know, I just encourage you in January to like, you know, get going on your financial goals and making it a team sport. And if you don't have support, that's why we do it like this. So it's like, you know, your sister and them don't want to do it. That's all right. You'll find some sisters in that group. So it's just liverichurchallenge.com.
Man, that takes me back to the OG Budgetista days.
I know.
I remember interviewing you on Yahoo about your first LRC and then going to that party in Newark.
Yeah,
to celebrate.
And we did the wobble. I remember you were in the store. Yes. You were like, I've never been to a financial party where they did the wobble.
Oh, it was so good. I love it. So congrats. That's so exciting. Y'all got to join. Liverichurchallenge.com. All right. Bye, 2022. It was nice seeing you.
I know.
2023, bring it. All right. Y'all let us know. Hit us up on Twitter at the BA Podcast or at the Budgetista. I'm at Mandy Woodruff. Hit us up and let us know what you loved about 2022 and what you have to look forward to in 2023. Let's keep it positive. Keep the goals doable, trackable, you know, set realistic goals that you can get done. But yeah, let's make it a great year as best we can.
Yes. Bye, y'all. But we'll see you next week.
Actually, all right, friend.
We'll see you.
Have fun in Kenya.
Thank you, right? I can't wait. Right now, if you're listening, I'm probably on an elephant. You know, it's like, no. Hopefully I'm on a safari.
You gonna do safari?
I'm definitely gonna do safari. I'm excited.
Oh,
so I might be on one
brother
right
just
now.
Just texted me about going on safari. Oh, yes, that's amazing. All right, enjoy, live it up, and we'll see y'all next year. Bye.
Well, actually, this year because that's what this is airing.
Oh, this is one. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. This is our past selves.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye.
Hey, BA fam, we could not do this show without your support or the support of our team behind the scenes. The Brown Ambition podcast is produced by Cumulus Podcast Network. It's edited by the wonderful Imani Crosby and produced by Tanya Bustos. Dennis Stemplinski is our in-house tech guru, and I am Mandy Woodruff Santos, your co-host, and I will see y'all next week.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a PS to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the PS first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.